I had a bit of rain last night. It was just a spattering of large drops that slapped onto the soil in the wake of some ominous blustering and crashing and flashes arcing across the skies, like these Kalahari storms are. But of course, it was just enough to chase me out of my hammock to spend 2 uncomfortable hours in the cab. Now, this morning is as crisp and clear as a glass bill, and the earth is covered in tiny pockmarks, and they date the recent history of the filt from 11:30 about last night, when I heard the last drop tap onto the roof of the vehicle. Now, I found the tracks of a leopard that were made after the shower in a sandy spot. I can almost see them from where I'm sitting here under the shepherd's tree, where I'm taking refuge from the sting of the morning sun. The morning sun after a rain shower is, of course, vicious. It makes me think about this leopard in particular and leopards in general. Leopards are one of my favorite African mammals, and for several reasons. They are powerful, the most powerful animal for their size. And they are so agile. On the ground, they're as nimble as a mongoose. In a tree, they're as sure-footed as a monkey. But what really sets them apart is their adaptability and their resilience. They have found ways to live inside relatively modernized environments, right amongst the human residents, and mostly the humans don't even know about them. In South Africa, as I'm sure in many African countries, they'd lurk around the edges of suburbs. In the semi-chaos of urban sprawls and smaller towns of India, they are often an accepted part of society. They live off monkeys, stray pets, domestic livestock, human waste, the occasional human itself, I guess. Now take this leopard. It's a female, or possibly a young male, and she's alone, as is their way. And this gives me a special feeling of affinity to them, the fact that they're loners. To survive here in this semi-desert with its terrible droughts, its ice-cold winters and its searing hot summers, with very little water, must be incredibly hard for her. Her potential prey is scarce. The ungulate population is relatively sparse, and it's dominated by larger species. There are very few small ungulates like doeker and steenbok and springbok, which are her preferred prey. Full-grown large ungulates like gemsbok and hartebeest and eland and wildebeest are too strong for her, and so she would be dependent on their young, up to about 2 years or so, but I think for this female, probably no more than about 15 months. And when they're suckling, they're still defended by their mothers, and that makes it even harder. For the rest, she would have to rely on the odd porcupine, a pangolin maybe, and then small fry like rats and ground squirrels and mongoose and birds, especially guinea fowl and maybe some insects. Now all of this means she has to move around a lot for very little food, and she doesn't get many meals. She gets very few opportunities. Her hunting method is stalking, but unless it's something slow, she has to get very close, not more than 10 or 15 meters, I'd say. And that's incredibly hard in a world where your prey is super sharp-sensed and super alert. And each opportunity will be all about weighing up potentials. Can she get close enough? And when she wants to start her charge, is she close enough to strike successfully? Because she cannot afford to waste precious energy and moisture on a fruitless chase, and possibly spoil her chance of another chase for the rest of the day or the night. But she's a very refined stealth operator. She can make herself invisible in plain sight. Her stalk is a thing of beauty. She moves over the ground in a smooth, continuous glide, so low that it's like the slither of a snake. And she can operate in both daylight and darkness, and in darkness she has excellent eyesight, better than most of her prey. Her charge and her pounce is lightning quick. She kills like a guillotine almost, super efficiently, to the throat, usually. And then she can lift her prey, almost the weight of herself, up into a tree where it's safe against those terrible marauding spotted hyenas and brown hyenas. Yes, she is purpose designed to perfection by nature. She's truly a magnificent, admirable animal. I love leopards.